The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief, the Taylor Swift conspiracy theory that you need to hear. You may have picked up on this over the last week or so. I certainly have. And that says something, because I do not care about the NFL really at all. At all, actually. I just don't care. I haven't forgotten about what the NFL has done in recent years. I haven't forgotten what the NBA has done in recent years. And so, yeah, will I maybe watch the big game, as we're supposed to call it, I think, because broadcast rights. I might watch some of it just so I can talk to people about it. But I generally just could care less about what a lot of overpaid athletes are doing or thinking about at any point in time. That said, the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conspiracy theories are everywhere. This was from CBS News. Myriad baseless rumors emerged on social media. Everything from claims that Swift has played a part in Pentagon psyops to the idea that she and her two-time Super Bowl champion boyfriend are key assets in a secret plot to help Biden win re-election in 2024. Another one was that the Chiefs' success was rigged as part of the plan for the game on February 11th in Las Vegas. Here's what I want to tell you, and this may come as a surprise to some of you. Yes, I can recognize that these different conspiracies are silly. I can recognize that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are not, in fact, part of the Illuminati, nor are they Bilderbergs, nor are they in any way that sophisticated in their politics that they would be a part of any of this stuff. But there is a massive psyop, and therefore, I guess, a conspiracy going on, and that is this. They're part of the celebrity obsession in this country that numbs the minds of the masses and makes us spend time thinking about and doing things that mean nothing. Nothing. There is no benefit to this. Look, you know, they're young people. They seem to have a nice relationship. I don't know them. I don't care. I hope everybody finds someone that they love and they have a great relationship with. You know, fantastic, right? I don't feel any differently about them than I do about someone walking down the street holding hands with their significant other. Who cares? So in that sense, as a human, I wish them all the best. But the obsession that we all are supposed to have now with celebrity in this current era is, this is one of the reasons why I think the British royal family is such an appalling vestige of a time when people were just honestly less sophisticated in their thinking and their knowledge and in their understanding of the world. Or I should say maybe in their access to information about the world. The British royal family is an absurdity to me. These are people who are famous for being born and for no other reason. And they really are just essentially a tabloid caricature that continues on to this day. But there's very good research to show that people who are particularly incapable of thinking for themselves, low information, low levels of education. I don't mean educational attainment. I mean, they don't know very much, right? You can be very knowledgeable and not have gone past the ninth grade or something in school. But I'm talking to people that are just truly low information. Their obsession with celebrity is really high. And I think that obsession with celebrity also correlates with Democrat voting. This is my honest belief. I think that people who are the most obsessed with celebrities are more likely to think Joe Biden's great, or I love Kamala Harris, or whatever. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, because all the celebrities are for them as well. It's the hive mind approach. It's the hive mind attitude. So what I want to tell you is, for all of the silly conspiracies, and I think some of them were just jokes, honestly, for all the silly conspiracies that are out there, oh my gosh. And yeah, sure, Taylor Swift is going to tell people to vote for Joe Biden this next election. Who cares? She told people to vote against Marsha Blackburn in the last Senate election in Tennessee. In her home state, Taylor Swift's home state, Marsha Blackburn crushed her competitor. This is, oh my gosh, she has 272 million followers. Yeah, spread her across the planet. You know, she doesn't have 272 million followers, who all of whom live in like the six swing states or something. Then we'd have a problem. And who are all old enough to vote. Keep in mind, a lot of them are 13, 14, so their opinions on politics are not relevant, unless we're talking about climate change. And then, you know, you could basically have a toddler, and Democrats will say the toddler speaks the truth on climate change. But the real psyop with psychological operation with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is they want you to be a herd animal. They want you to obsess over and read and spend time thinking about that which does not matter. Because every moment that you spend wasting your time thinking about stuff that has no effect, that does not make you smarter, that does not make you better, that does not enlighten you, and doesn't even really calm you down or serve any like therapeutic benefit either. I mean, I believe that sometimes you should let your mind rest. And so, you know, I'm not opposed to, you know, watching a silly sitcom, or, you know, I'm not some Puritan. But the obsession with all the news stories about this over the last week, I really do think that they're a numbing agent for your brain at a time when the mass media is increasingly aggressive in not reflecting anything worthwhile about the American people back to the American people, and is obsessed with tearing us down and dividing us and making us dumber and turning us into herd animals who just want to be safe and warm and fed and entertained. Bread and circuses, right? That's it. So that's the psyop from Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Also, I mean, I know people say, oh, you're going to get the Taylor Swift fans so upset at you. She's massively successful. You know, I'm worth like $5 and she's worth $5 billion. And, you know, nobody will like be upset if I were to disappear tomorrow. Taylor Swift has millions and millions of fans. And oh, my gosh, you know, a billion fans. Who cares? None of it really means anything. And I don't think she's a very, I don't think that her musical contribution is something that people will remember in decades to come. I really don't. I mean, she's going to be incredibly rich, but no one's going to be listening to Taylor Swift songs in 20 years, in my opinion. It's mostly teeny bopper music, right? I mean, am I missing something? Massively popular, I know, but, you know, so was NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. guy, right? Isn't that, or is that the other one? Is it 98 degrees? I forget. Anyway, do you feel prepared with everything going on in the country? Do you find yourself thinking about self-defense, home protection, and financial protection now more than ever? Well, one form of financial protection is diversification. Gold has often been used to protect assets against inflation. It's a global reserve asset, and countries are buying massive amounts of gold as a hedge against financial collapse. It's time to protect yourself and invest in gold. Stop thinking things are going to get better. You need to look out for yourself and your family. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group will help you understand why you need gold in your 401k or why you should have hard physical gold assets on hand. It's easy, it's simple, and the Oxford Gold Group is there to help. Visit oxfordgoldgroup.com/free and order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals and earn up to $2,500 in free gold. That's oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. 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 So that is the PSYOP that is underway. There's something else, though, that I wanted to talk to you about. Main story right now in the Daily Mail. Father lost legal battle to stop his son, 8, from taking puberty blockers to change gender after mom sent him to transgender-affirming therapist before the child changed his mind a decade later. I cannot say this strongly enough, what these people are doing to little kids now, because they are brainwashed. And being brainwashed does not absolve them of responsibility, but they have become true believers. They have become mobilized ideologues, so much so that they will harm their own children. They are engaged in child abuse and child mutilation, and it's grotesque and it's demonic. And this gender change movement for kids is reminiscent of the Canaanite god Moloch. For those who don't know, Moloch is referenced in Leviticus as a god that sometimes the Israelites, right, the biblical Israelites, would fall into the clutches of polytheistic or anti-god belief, or anti the one true God belief, and they would start worshiping this god Moloch. I think Baal was also another one. It might have even been the same god as Moloch. But Moloch is a Canaanite god of child sacrifice. So the non-Israelite tribes in the region, some of them would worship this god Moloch, and they would sacrifice their own children to the god Moloch. What could be more twisted and evil than that? I don't know if there is anything more I think that is really the height of evil for the devil to convince parents to murder their own children. And that was a religious practice that was going on in ancient Israel that was called out in Leviticus, and Moloch is mentioned there. We have something like that in America today. We have something that is not far off from the child sacrifice cult of Moloch and that the Canaanites worshipped and engaged in, and this destroying of children's gender. This needs to be stopped. Every state that is sane needs to take action against this. They are going to increasingly push to take children from parents who refuse this. The notion that an 8-year-old should be given puberty blockers, this is going to ruin this child's life. This is such an obvious abuse of any medical ethics as well. The doctors who do this should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. They cannot point you to any studies that show that giving puberty blockers to an 8-year-old is safe or a good idea. New York family court officials have denied, this is from the news report in Daily Mail, a father the legal right to stop his 8-year-old son from taking life-changing hormones that would begin his medical transition to a girl. That is a lie, by the way. He's not actually beginning a medical transition to being a girl. Just blocking the normal growth of male hormones in the body. This child will not be a girl as a result of this. It will never happen. This child will never be able to have a womb and bear children and be female in every cell in his body. All you're doing is ruining the hormonal balance of an 8-year-old child and ruining the child's life. because the mother, you know, watched too much of The View and thinks MSNBC is the truth and, you know, is reading the HuffPo comment section, whatever. Left-wing ideology in the schools, you name it. It's monstrous what is going on here. It's wrong. And it is a reminder that evil is alive and well. And the Canaanite deity that is demonic, Moloch, is still consuming children. It's just doing it in a way that has the backing of some, you know, members of the American Medical Association. Man, doctors, it's a whole other conversation. A lot of us are struggling to keep up with everyday bills because things are so expensive these days. But if you own a home, you should call my friends at American Financing. Interest rates have dropped into the fives, the lowest they've been in a long time, and they're saving their customers an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out high-interest credit card debt. $854 a month is like a $10,000 raise when you annualize it. Credit card interest rates are insane. Most of us are carrying a balance from the holidays. I know what that's like, and it can be stressful, but here's something you can do to help. Call American Financing and get that taken care of. If you call today, you may not have to make February's mortgage payment is pretty close, but you might be able to skip a mortgage payment. Call today, 866-890-9392. That's 866-890-9392, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the five start at 6.406% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-890-9392. For details about credit costs and terms. Anyway, I know that was got a little intense there for a second. So I'm going to watch, getting a little looser here. I'm going to watch the latest episode of Masters of the Air. I hope that it does not. I'm just going to be honest. I hope it does not suck. Because lately, the first two episodes were trash, just trash. And how hard is it to make? For those of you who haven't seen it, Memphis Belle, which I think came out in like 1990, around there, a long time ago. Great movie. Great movie. If you want to see what bombers were like in the European theater, World War II, Memphis Belle does a phenomenal job. Memphis Belle is a good movie. Masters of the Air so far, it's like they don't know how to write dialogue. They don't know how to create characters. They don't know how to make dramatic tension. All they know how to do is kind of show people wandering around a base and then up in the air with some flak blowing up around them with CGI and some guy who keeps vomiting on himself, who's the navigator. The end. It's awful. It has been a total trash heap of a show so far, and I hope it gets... I'm going to give it probably two more episodes, but maybe one more episode for it to stop being awful. Because it should be really, really good. I just get frustrated. You know, I hope, for example, I find the Second Punic War to be one of the most fascinating episodes in ancient history. And I know Denzel Washington is going to be playing Hannibal. Remember, Second Punic War is Rome versus Carthage, round two. And it's the one that ended with Hannibal's defeat at Zama by Scipio Africanus. Africanus, he was called that after he won in North Africa. You know, they're having Denzel Washington play. Look, Hannibal was not black. He would have been of Greek ethnic extraction, but that's fine. I just wanted to be Denzel Washington's an amazing actor. I'm willing to say, fine, who cares? Just like, let's make a great show. Let's just make a great show. I want it to be good. I want good content, especially that brings fascinating periods of history to life. So I'm rooting for historical epics and historical fiction, even, and all this stuff to be good. Because it's real content. There's so much garbage out there these days. And Masters of the Air so far has been very disappointing. So I'm hoping it's getting better. I'll let you know. I got another episode of it, and we shall see. But, you know, this couldn't come at a better time. I'm talking about a new company with a membership offer called Patriot Defender. Legal defense for you and me. It's a no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. Speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates and suffer the consequences. Your legal defense is covered. Right to free speech is denied, suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. Company's called Patriot Defender. Their website is patriotdefender.com. Look, I've partnered with them in this business. I really believe in what they're doing, and I'm also a member myself. So I'm a big believer in it. So if your income, your reputation, your business are harmed due to weaponization of government and violation of constitutionally protected freedoms, Patriot Defender has your back with legal defense at no cost to you. You just want to have this. It's like insurance for your constitutional rights. PatriotDefender.com. PatriotDefender.com. Join this membership organization, PatriotDefender.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll have some more book and movie reviews for you next week on the show. Please, by the way, if you haven't already, click subscribe on the YouTube channel. We have a new YouTube. If you're listening to this on audio, the Buck Brief on YouTube, it is up. It is good to go. And it'll be a way that you can watch this on video, too, because I actually videotape this stuff. And we started a new channel because we were shadow banned on the old channel. And I hope that we'll at least be able to grow for a while before they shadow ban this one, too. So, you know, such is life. But please subscribe and tell your friends. Shields high. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.